Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. How about that? Back-to-back walk-off wins, and you do it against the best bullpen in all of baseball.
You know, Hammy, when we're losing some of those games on the road, back when, you know, we're losing those crushing games, and we kept saying, it'll change, and it'll turn around. And it's certainly nice when it does happen, though. I mean, you'd like to go into that inning with a lead, but if you're not, being able to see the guys jumping around on the field is really exciting. It's good for the guys. It's good for the fans, and it puts us in the win column. Now, we probably caught a break. Their bullpen was a little bit tired out from the previous series, and all that happens to all teams, but good for us because that's a nice win for us.
Well, and what was interesting too, Terry, and sometimes we just – maybe in the media or fans don't focus on it enough. Some of your base running that comes from the get-go, Santana getting to second to lead off that inning, and Frankie Lindor thinking triple, those things really get magnified, don't they?
You know, Hammy, I'm glad you brought that up because I agree. Like, and Santana's a good example. When he hit the ball, it was a ground ball through the shift. But because he came out hard out of the box, maybe he caused a bobble. Not only that, once it was bobbled, he was in position to move up. And those are the types of things that you said don't show up in the box score, but help you win games. And that was a huge play in the game. And then when Frankie hit his ball, he didn't watch it. He put his head down, and when the ball got by, he's able to get all the way to third. And it changes the dynamics of the whole thing because now we just need to sacrifice fly.
It was interesting, too. Francisco has scuffled here a little bit lately. And he said Michael Brantley told him, hey, when you're struggling, just go up there and don't think about I have to get a hit. I just have to make hard contact. And it sounds so simple, and yet here's a veteran helping you even though he's on the DL.
Well, when Michael Brantley talks anything, I hope everybody listens because he's got such a good idea of what he's doing. And we all know Frankie's going to be fine. I mean, you guys don't get hits every game. This league's too tough, and for a lot of reasons, guys go multiple games without hits. But Frankie can run. He uses the whole ballpark. He's a switch hitter. It's going to be hard to keep him down long.
How about Michael Brantley? Any update?
He's going to swing again today. And he's actually doing pretty well. We're trying to get him on this program where we build him up and where he doesn't go backwards. And so he's certainly not going to play in the next week, but he's doing well. You see him in the dugout. He's got a smile on his face, so you know he's starting to feel better.
And Carlos Carrasco, were you encouraged? And now do you just plan on him pitching every 5 days?
Yeah, Hammy, I was. I mean, I thought, you know, he made a couple mistakes that cost him runs, but when you look at the whole body of work, he looked healthy. His arm had a ton of life to it. You know, now the idea is to get him back where he can, the pitch count doesn't get in the way of the game. And I don't think you necessarily just go like 80, 90, 100, 110. I think you go on how he feels, how his legs feel, but his arm always feels good. So this should not be an issue.
You know, it just seems like the last few years, these two ball clubs, Kansas City and Cleveland, have had really good games against each other. And you're very similar ball clubs in some ways. There isn't a lot that separates you guys. And I think it's proof, again, how thin the margin is, Terry, from a team going and playing in the Fall Classic and maybe golfing.
You know, you make a good point because even on a nightly basis, there's so – you just never know what's enough or what's not enough. That's why you just try to play the game right and pay attention to detail because sometimes it's a very little thing that gets you over the edge, and wins count as a lot, and it might just be a small play during the game.
When you play this club, I mean, do they just kind of keep you on the edge of the dugout step all night?
Yeah, they do because they keep pushing. The one good thing really in our really helps us is the way Gomer throws because they want to be aggressive on the bases. But Jan is so quick, not just with his arm, but with his feet, that it takes away some of that. I mean, we have pitched out maybe once this year, and that's not because we don't pay attention, but it's because we trust Jan's throwing, and I think it really helps our pitchers because we don't give pitches away, and he stops a lot of potential rallies.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.